The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon,
and
everyone.
And good evening.
Everyone.
It depends on where you are on our planet.
And if you're one of the everyone.
Well, if you're listening, you probably are, unless you're in outer space, which is highly unlikely.
But you never could tell. They have a space station up there.
That's true.
You don't know what they listen to.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we are nonsensically being here today.
Yes, we are. The title of today's show is...
A Transformational Approach to Teaching.
And just to let you know, Ariel and I may and probably will finish each other's sentences. Sometimes we even simo-speak.
We do indeed. We have some special guests with us today. They are all wonderful teachers who have integrated a transformational approach into their teaching style. And so we're very excited to have them all on. But in order to get the most out of this show, whether you want to enhance your teaching skills yourself, whether you are a professional teacher or you have children or you have people in the workplace who you would like to be able to teach something to, or if you'd like to be able to learn better, discover how to absorb information.
May we suggest that you learn the art of listening. And listening is an art form. It is not something that we've ever been taught in any of the schools that we went to.
Well, maybe it's being taught now. We'll find out from
Today. But when I went to school, they didn't teach listening, that's for sure. Listening is true listening involves not thinking about what's being said, but hearing what's being said and letting it come in without the filter of your mind saying, oh, yes, I know this. Oh, I agree. Oh, I disagree. Oh, this is just like, yes, I read about this before. I saw this on television. All that is the chatter of your mind, and that is not listening. That's your mind taking you off to places where you've been or think you've been, rather than hearing what another person has to say from his or her point of view. So tonight, this afternoon, wherever you are on planet Earth, see if you can suspend your judgmental nature long enough to hear what people are saying from their point of view. And if you offended yourself with that, God bless.
Which?
You know, people can offend themselves with anything.
Anything?
Anything.
You mean saying that you're on planet Earth?
No, suggesting that their mind will filter what is being said so anything new comes through as though you already know it.
Before we introduce our first guest, a quick shout out to Julie, who's the principal and all the wonderful teachers and assistant principals at High School of Language and Innovation, where we are privileged to be able to go in and consult. They've been teaching listening to their students, and there's a campaign there to listen to each other with their eyes as well as their ears, which is one of the things that really supports you in pulling yourself into the moment, and the moment is where transformation happens.
Right. Transformation is a byproduct of actually getting into real time, and you can get into real time by listening.
So we're honored today to have, first of all, with us, Susan Finch, who's been teaching voice and speech for over 25 years. She's an alumna of the Juilliard School, where she currently coaches in the drama division, and is faculty of NYU's The Atlantic Theater and Actors Connection. She co-leads Speak Up With Me, which is a fun series of classes that we've been doing for the last few years. It's generally in November, so you have some time to wait if you want to join us again. She's an award-winning voice and speech coach and professional actress. She coaches theatrical productions, actors, and corporate clients, which include Fortune 500 companies. She is brilliant at accent reduction. So if you find yourself having a challenge communicating because people can't hear through your regionalisms, you should hire her. We'll be sure to give her website before the end of the show, so grab a pen or a pencil. It is our great pleasure to welcome Susan Finch to the show. Hey, Susan.
Hello, Ariel and Shia. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Was it difficult to listen to?
It was fun to listen to. I actually had a good time hearing it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, and that's new, to be able to accept wonderful things in my life. That's one of the many things I learned from both of you by attending your workshops, that it's okay to have fun, it's okay to be brilliant. I'm grateful to you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for investing in yourself.
Thank you. And investing in the workshops, the transformational workshops that you teach, has been pivotal for my development as a teacher, as a person, and it makes my teaching so much fun. You know, one of the things I teach is accent reduction, as you mentioned, and that entails listening. But before I met you both, I thought I was listening, and I thought my students were listening. But the quality of listening is profound when we all listen with our eyes and our ears. And when I meet my classes, in the beginning, it's the first thing I request of them. And we all listen to each other. And magic happens in that moment when I drop what my agenda and I listen to my students from their point of view, and they do the same with each other. And the learning is quicker, it's instantaneous, and we have so much fun.
I have a question for you, Susan.
Sure.
You said you used to think that you were listening. You used to think that your students were listening. If I was new to the show, or maybe even not, I would wonder what the difference is. How do you know when you're listening as opposed to thinking you're listening? What's the difference between the two?
I was listening to my own thoughts and how I was doing. I was nervous in front of the classroom. I wanted to do my best. I felt a responsibility that I had to take care of everyone and make everyone do their best right now. It was filled with effort. You both taught me that if I drop what's going on in my brain, which is basically based in the past, the future, which is not true listening, and I listen with my eyes and my ears from what my student is saying from their point of view, then I am truly listening to what is being said. I can also see physical things that are happening with their alignment or tensions. I can see from I see in a truthful way rather than what I used to rather than what I assume to be the truth. And people surprise me all the time. And in that way, I'm truly learning, and I feel they're learning as well. Did I answer the question?
Yeah, you did, actually.
Okay.
I
right.
Because as you described that what you listened to used to be the conversation in your head and how you were doing and what you wish to accomplish, I think that is really common and super common in teachers, particularly because most of you have lesson plans.
Yeah, you have a lesson plan that you have to accomplish. Certain data has to be transferred to the students and they have to learn that stuff. But learning happens when you are in the current moment of your life. Learning doesn't necessarily happen when you're memorizing facts.
True. I remember being a student, being so nervous. I was hoping I was going to do it well, and I was not listening to the teacher. I was listening to my own thoughts about my inadequacies. And another thing I've learned from your seminars is when I take the focus off myself and put it on the other, it frees me because no two things can exist at the same time. No thing, so I can't be having a conversation about how well I'm doing and really listening. So I have loved that second principle in my life.
I love what you're saying, Susan, for a whole stack of reasons. But one of the things that catches me is you just described how you were as a learner, how you used to worry about doing it right and doing your best. And then you described your thought process
as a teacher, and it's the same thought process.
Right.
So the thought process doesn't really change. If your attention is on yourself, it doesn't matter what you're doing, you'll have attention on yourself relative to the task at hand.
And the thoughts are repetitive. If you were listening to Susan just now, you can see that the thoughts she had as a younger person followed her. And if she's been a voice and speech coach for teacher for over 25 years, and even having won awards, that thought process is still intact when her attention goes on herself. I think a lot of you feel like you have failed if you suddenly start worrying about how you're doing. All that is information that your attention is on you and you're paying attention to your thought process rather than actually listening to who's speaking from their perspective.
So, Susan, I have a question.
Yes.
What have you noticed since you've been listening to your students? What have you noticed about their participation, their ability to get the concepts that you're teaching, their learning? How's it happening?
It's happening.
Freaky.
Excuse me?
Did you say freaky?
No, I said it's happening. It's happening easily. When I start a class, especially if it's an accent reduction class with a group of adults, they will come in assuming that they're coming in with something wrong with them. And this is another thing I learned from both of you, is that there's nothing wrong with us. We have survived on the planet for generations. We come from generations of people who have made it to planet Earth, and we're brilliant. And I now start out by saying there's nothing wrong with having a French accent, a Brooklyn accent, a German accent. These are all wonderful. I am not going to try to change you, but I'm going to allow you the possibility to slow down, to express yourself so that you can be heard and understood. But let's start from the premise that there's nothing wrong with you. And I learned that at your seminars. It was such a great, amazing thing to learn, that there's nothing wrong with me.
You know, you touched on the second principle, so mm-hmm. I really think we should go back and grab the three principles because it's so wonderful, and we have to assume that a lot of people have not heard us before. And if you have, there's always repetition is always key. The first principle.
If you have heard us before, don't
slow
think you,
down.
Don't think you already know what we're about to say. See if you can hear it newly. You know, there's a thing in Zen called beginner's mind, and that's where you hear things as though they're new.
Let's start with the second principle. It's the one that Susan touched on already, and that is in this moment, you can only be exactly as you are, where you are, including the speech patterns that you have in the case of people that Susan is teaching. But where you are is perfect. It's immutable. It can't be changed. By the time I'm finished this sentence, that moment is over. We're on to the next one. In any given moment, you can only be exactly as you are.
And where you are and your life circumstances can only be exactly what they are.
So in other words, life shows up exactly as it does perfectly. And then
you have some choices.
The first principle is to resist it. And if you resist it,
it sticks around, it grows stronger, eventually it dominates your life.
So if you judge something, don't like it, don't want it, you actually stick it in place. It's like for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
It's as though you're adding energy to it. It's like throwing gasoline on a fire.
The third principle is anything you see, or in this case, here, without judging, completes itself.
So if you allow it to be exactly as it is, rather than try to change it or fix it or make it different, it will complete itself on its own.
You know, we're moving toward a break here, Susan, but I wouldn't at all be surprised if a lot of your students come in and they underestimate their brilliance. If somebody is speaking with a French accent, for instance, the idea that they could even speak more than one language is often underestimated by people. It's just normal to them, as opposed to being really quite extraordinary.
I agree.
We'll be back with Susan. We'll be back with the rest of you after the break. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yeah, Being Here. Hey, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. If you want to meet us in person, the next opportunities are for weekends, the New York City Step Into Your Brilliance course, which is a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, March 11th, 12th, and 13th. In Hamburg, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe on Thursday, March 31st. That's Hamburg, Germany, by the way. And Tell It Like It Is, The Power of Being Clear and Direct. And that's April 1st through 3rd. You are invited. The next Monday Night Alive in New York City is on February 29th. But there will be a meetup on Monday the 22nd in the city. You can find out all the details about anything we're doing and the Say Yes to Your Life meetups on our website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Still with us, Susan?
I am.
Excellent. We know we have a couple other wonderful teachers. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before we give them your website that they may want to know about teaching or learning or anything else you'd like to share with them?
Well, that it can be so much fun. And before I met you, I thought work was a four-letter word. I guess it is a four-letter word, but it's a fun experience. And when I am there, present, listening to my students, and they're present, listening to me, magical things happen. And I am grateful to both of you for showing these possibilities to me, that it can be fun rather than drudgery. Because I never know who's going to show up, what will show up. No matter how much I prepare, the fun happens with what happens when we're together.
Excellent.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
It's really been a pleasure speaking with you.
Likewise. See you soon.
Okay. Our next guest is also a teacher. Jody is in her 18th year working in the field of education. She taught elementary school for 10 years. And then for the past 8 years, Jody has been providing professional development, mentoring, and coaching as a literacy coach to teachers in public schools throughout New York City. So let's welcome Jody to our show. Welcome to Being Here, Jody.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm really happy to be here. Thank you guys so much for having the show. I just want to begin with saying that the radio shows have been so supportive in everything that I've done, my personal and professional life, and they've just been amazing. So I'm happy to be on it.
Well, thank you.
How old is your son now?
He's 12.
Excellent. How old were you? Oh, not you. How old was he when you introduced him to the three principles? I remember you talking to him, or you showed him a podcast, or had him listen to a radio show. I can't recall exactly what it was.
When he was 5 or 6.
Excellent. I so admire that you were already teaching your son how to be where he is rather than always be looking forward to a better someday, and that you started that early. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, thank you. The radio shows have been so helpful. It's interesting because a lot of times you think it's designed for adults, But what happens is, what I've learned is just simply listening pulls you in, you know, pulls you away from your own thoughts and into the words that someone else is saying, and you really take on another reality in a certain way. And you get to step away from your own story. And I think it was, I think as it happens to me and it happened to him, definitely an amazing experience.
So I know that you do literacy and coaching in...
and mentoring of teachers. What have you noticed in your teaching style since you've been attending our workshops?
Well, I definitely had a lot of stories about myself and what I've been capable of. And what I've learned after attending the workshops has just been really just to be there with who's in front of me instead of the story about what I might think about myself or them. And listen.
Could I stop you there for a moment?
Yeah.
Because that sounds very reminiscent of our first guest, Susan's experience of how she had her attention on herself and how she was doing, and that was the big shift for her to be available to her students rather than have a conversation going in her head about how she was doing. So that's what you're saying, yes?
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, when teachers are preparing lesson plans, a lot of times you can sit for hours and hours, and a lot of the lesson is, I mean, the whole lesson is really designed for the students, and if you're not really looking out and seeing what they need, you're going to have a different lesson that's not going to really work with them. So it's really been instrumental in supporting teachers and actually looking at their students, seeing what they need, and taking care of that instead of the idea of what they think they're supposed to do. And that shifted really radically with a lot of teachers that I've worked with. And I work, also I do workshops for teachers. And a lot of times, you know, when you have a big group of people together, there's a lot of logistics and things that are important to setting up the room, preparing, you know, everything. What I found is that when I'm really just walking around and meeting everybody who comes in and taking care of them, my attention the whole day is really in support of them and the instruction that I want to provide. And it's been very profound because I used to get so nervous in front of people. It would create more nervousness. And so I might still have the nervousness now, but I also find that I bring my attention out instead of looking in and really see what do people need, or how is this going, or are they responding to this, or are they engaged, or what's the next thing I should do? And it's been so supportive in my work.
That's great. You know, when you really engage, you can even discover when you've forgotten something or left something out, and you can circle back around and take care of it. For instance, I suddenly recalled I never gave everyone Susan Finch's website, which I promised at the beginning of the show, which, by the way, is susanfinch.com, like the bird Finch, susanfinch.com. And it's exciting when you talk about looking and seeing what's needed rather than the script of what you prepared, that you're teaching teachers to look as opposed to go on rote.
Yeah, because, you know, things show up differently than you expect in a classroom, just the way things show up differently in your life. And, you know, if you're driving down the street, expecting not to have to put your foot on the brake, you're going to be in serious accidents. There are things that happen that you have to adjust your driving for. Well, there's no difference between that and teaching. You have to keep adjusting to the environment that you're teaching in, because things do change and happen, and they don't go the way you always wish they would.
Yes, very much. I think also in school, we are taught to listen by taking things apart and analyzing. And that gets translated into life or other work that people are doing. And when you listen and take apart sentences that people are saying, and you listen and take apart everything and analyze, it's really not a very pleasant world, because not everything is just analyzed, and you're not really letting things in, and just getting the essence of people and understanding that your world shows up and this is it. And so I really appreciated how you teach listening, just letting it in without judging right, wrong, good, bad, you know, and looking at it that way, but just, it's not going to hurt if it just comes in. And
I think that's super important what you just said, Jody, because I think analyzation actually slides into judgment for a lot of, mm-hmm. so you don't, as you say, just hear something. In the picking apart, there's the what you like and don't like and what you think is right and wrong. And it's like picking out a word that may be, quote, incorrect, rather than hearing the essence of what someone has to say. And you can pick people apart until they're less than themselves.
And most of us have been taught to do that. See, that's the revolutionary aspect of transformation. It's not about proving your point of view right. It's about discovering what else is possible. It's about discovering other points of view.
And I know we're doing a transformational approach to teaching today, but it is right after Valentine's Day. And I guarantee you that every relationship that ended, the people began to pick each other apart, to judge.
They stopped. If they ever started, they stopped listening to each other and found where the other one was wrong. And, you know, being right has a huge cost, and the biggest one is relationship.
So you were talking about logistics a moment ago, you know, handling logistics for, you know, bigger courses, like managing projects. Is there anything else you want to tell people about managing projects, how to have it be easier for themselves?
Well, one thing I've learned with you guys is everything is a story except what's in front of you, which means that sometimes we have a big idea. This project is so big. It's outside my reach. I don't have the skills and all these ideas about it. And then what I find is when I just sit down and take a look at what it's requiring, I can actually use that part of the brain that does analyze and look at all the little pieces that bring it together and take care of those pieces. And when I say take care, it means they don't have to be, it doesn't have to be on a checklist, but really just look at what's needed to be done and do it. And some things just get done automatically, and it doesn't really have a very linear way of completing. It just seems that the biggest thing that gets in the way has always been the idea of how big it is and managing it. And then, really, again, it's the same thing that I've learned so much from you guys, is it's more of a barometer now. If I find myself overwhelmed or stressed, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to do this, I just keep looking. It's a barometer for maybe I'm a little bit nervous about something. And I look out and I see what actually needs to be done and I do it. So now I'm building the skill set of taking care of what's needed. And that really has been very supportive with just any kind of managing project, big or small.
You know, we were watching a video that we did, a conversation with a woman named Mary who lives in Minneapolis for the Premium Excellence Club, which is our online subscription series where people sign up for a year. They get a video each week in their inbox of us having a conversation with someone as a way to keep transformation alive. And one of the things that Mary was talking about that so touched me was how different her life is now that she recognized that "I don't wanna" is just a version of saying no. And as she goes through her day, if she sees something that someone forgot at work, she just seamlessly does it rather than talks to herself about how it's not her job and how they made a mistake and how they messed up. And then Shia so brilliantly pointed out to her, well, that's probably how she treats herself as well when she sees something she forgot, that she doesn't berate herself
anymore
either. And, you know, as you're talking about the whole conversation about this scope is too big, it's too much, it's outside my field of expertise, that's generally just a no in disguise. That's how we drag our feet at doing what we said we're going to do. And, it, you know, everybody is a teacher. Everybody who listens to the show is a teacher. It just depends on what you're teaching the people in your environment.
And you can teach them to fail. You can teach them that they're not good enough. Or you can teach them that they're brilliant and all they have to do is slow down enough to get into the current moment of their lives and they'll discover that that's where their brilliance lives.
I love that. Both sort of everything.
You know, and really, I don't know how long we've known you, Jody, but I really see it in you as how your being is really affects your ability to teach. And I see that for everybody, how your being with yourself translates out into your teaching style. So the easier you're being with yourself.
And if you're being kind to yourself and not berating yourself for those things that don't work out the way you thought they should, then that kindness will spill on everybody around you rather than your frustration spilling on everyone around you. And it's a whole lot easier to learn in an environment where people are forgiving and kind than it is where somebody is looking to find fault. And that's especially true when you're looking to find fault with yourself.
Hey, it's time for a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
In case you don't know, our Costa Rica intensive on instantaneous transformation, which kind of sounds intense, but it really is fun.
Really fun.
Is open for next year, next January. There's an early registration discount coming up. So if you know that you're going to come, register today. Take care of it. Come join us. Costa Rica is just this incredibly rich, vibrant environment where you can slow down and learn how to learn and learn how to teach.
And learn how to live in the current moment of your life rather than worrying about a future that hasn't gotten here yet or a past that's already just a memory.
So if you'd like to join us, you can go to transformationmadeeasy.com and find out more. And while I'm at it, going back around, Susan Finch, in case you would like to have the pleasure of a speech class via Skype or in person, or to reduce your accent, go to susanfinch.com. Still with us, Jody?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Anything else that you would like to tell our listeners or anything that you'd like to express?
Yeah, I mean, I have attended a lot of professional development courses through the Department of Education, and they've been great. And they've really been focused more on the content of what to learn. And I think that what's amazing about your workshops, it's not necessarily the content, although it will impact it, but it's how your presence can impact your learning, how your it's how to take care of yourself, how to be kind to yourself. So when you are teaching, when you are planning, when you're working collaboratively with other teachers, when you're working with your administrator, you just have a very a clearer picture. And you, by listening, you begin to see things and you trust your intuition a lot more. And I just find that I've really opened up so much since attending these workshops, your workshops, which are amazing. And they're really unlike any that I've ever attended. So I highly recommend them for teachers.
Well, thank you for the endorsement. And aside from the endorsement, I just want to underline something, you know, not to minimize her endorsement, because I do know that our courses are very profound. What Jody said in there is that your presence really affects your ability to learn, your ability to teach. And as you're being here, you become brilliant in an instant. And so do the people around you. And that's one of the things I really love, is when people are really listening to each other, people's self-expression becomes crystalline and clear, and they surprise themselves with their brilliance. Listening is such an underestimated skill set. Jody, really, thank you for taking time to share yourself and your expertise with our listeners. We really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
You're
grateful.
Very welcome.
Excellent. Yeah. And now we're going to invite our last guest to the show, last not least, of course. Michael Hanko is a New York City voice teacher. He founded his program, Free Body, Free Voice, in 2003 to help singers and others discover a new level of skill and wellness. His holistic approach is designed to allow students to experience a magical unleashing of their full potential, and includes vocal instructions, Alexander technique, and body work. Let me give you his website right up front. I'll give it to you by the end. It's freebodyfreevoice.com. It's all one word, freebodyfreevoice.com. And let's welcome Michael to our show. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Ariel and Shia. Thank you so much for that promotion. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
And I'd like to tag along on an appreciation of you that Jody just started about how attending your workshops and also listening to your radio show has been for me like a master class in teaching, because I get to observe every week in person or on the radio, mostly both, you guys embodying the principles that you're teaching, and it's just been such a great example to have in my head when I'm teaching, because I've seen you do it. And I want to say that one of the things that's really stuck with me over the past year is noticing the minute refinements that your expression of your principles has undergone. Like the way that you described the three principles or the three ideas has evolved over the time that I've known you. And it profoundly illustrates why listening to something every time, no matter if you've heard it before, is so important, because it is a little bit different every time, and I'm a little bit different every time I've heard it. So
yeah.
It's...
But you know something, Michael? When you say that, you see, you have to take into account that we are not saying the same thing over and over. We're creating our experience of these ideas and ways of being newly in each moment. It's not like we have it as a rule, or as a rote statement. It's more that we rediscover in each moment what we're talking about regarding those ideas. And it's interesting because I don't believe that what we've done has evolved as much as it's just fresh and new each time. It's not, and maybe there's an evolution in that too.
I think it's a paradox. You know, transformation itself is paradoxical. Paradox is where you have two seemingly conflicting ideas that both are true, like water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink doesn't sound true, but if you're in the middle of the ocean, it is true. Transformation is instantaneous. It's also cumulative. Our expression of the three principles has not evolved, and it's absolutely evolved in that if you go back, we've been doing the show for more than 8 years now. I guarantee you can go back multiple years, just click on an episode, and you will find that our expression of the three principles is fresh. And if you come to a Monday night coming up, it will be fresh, and it may be more expansive because we've expanded. Everybody keeps expanding the more that you're being here, but it makes what we did a year ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, no less potent, because that's what was true in that moment. So it's paradoxical. Both are true.
Yeah, I love how you just expressed that because it doesn't make what happened in the past any less.
No, the past was a perfect moment of that past. See, it's all been perfect. Look, we've been leading these workshops for 28 years now or thereabouts, mm-hmm. together, and it's been evolving. But you know what's very interesting? Sometimes we come across a recording that we made more than 20 years ago.
We'll be like,
or see
wow,
a video.
We forgot that.
And we forgot things that we said back then. But that was great, you know? You know, like, that was a perfect expression of where we were in that moment.
I'd like to go back to circle to and underline something that Susan said in the first segment when she approaches her students and with the perfection of where they are. Where we've all come from was perfect. This is just an explosion of perfection as opposed to we were screwed up then and now we're good.
mm.
So how's
That applies really to myself as well. I think in the past, before I met you guys, I tended to be not so hard on my students, but very hard on myself for feeling like I wasn't, you know, quite connecting correctly with a student, or I wasn't teaching an idea well. And I'm not so harsh on myself anymore. And it's allowed my students to calm down too, in a way that allows them to take in new information and new ideas.
So I have a question, Michael.
Yes.
You said you're not so hard on yourself anymore. Does that mean that you're still hard on yourself?
In this moment right now, I'm not hard on myself.
Good. Because it really doesn't serve any purpose to reprimand yourself when things don't go the way you think they ought to. You know, I see it so clearly when I'm out on the stream casting a spey rod, which is a two-handed rod. If you do it right, it's effortless. And when you stress to make it happen, it the cast falls short of where it could go, and it's difficult and it's stressful. And I see that as an analogy for life. When you relax into the current moment, and if it's instructing somebody in something in that moment, your message gets across brilliantly. But when you try to force something to happen and are harsh with yourself, the results are never optimal.
Definitely.
You know, I was listening to you, Shia, and I realized that we were pre-recording this show prior to our going to Costa Rica, because we know we are going to be out of town on the date this airs.
Yes.
And so I know that Michael has not yet come with us to Costa Rica this year. And I know that you're attending for 2 weeks. I am so excited for you, Michael. Because my experience of you as a teacher and as a performer is I'm in awe of your talents, but I'm clear that you still do more than you need to produce the result. And I'm excited for you to discover the possibility that by doing nothing,
by just being, profound, magical events take place in your presence.
That is very exciting. And
it is.
I've had some moments of that already, and I can imagine that after 2 weeks in Costa Rica, it will just amplify that possibility.
Well, I imagine that will happen too, but I wouldn't wait till we get to Costa Rica. I imagine it will happen in this moment just as easily as any other, if you're here for it.
That's great.
You know, can I give you a little feedback on a session I had with you?
Sure.
Both the singing session I had with you, the second one, and the bodywork session, you were just so brilliant, but there came a point in the lesson where I felt you thought you had to produce something, and then you added effort to your expression. And when you were doing the minimal things, the nothing things, the not trying to teach me anything or do anything to improve my injury, because I came to you with an injury, that was even more profound than the, quote, work you did. And I think you underestimate that simply being in a room with you is enough.
That's so hard to get. That is so hard to get.
Particularly when you've gone to school and you've learned techniques and you know.
And you've been raised in a culture of doing. So, you know, nobody just bees there except... We do. It's really hard to conceive that just your presence is enough to allow a person's body to heal, or their mind to heal,
or their voice to free itself. Oh my goodness, we're coming to the end of the show. That's so unfair.
But what a great thing that we got that in before the end.
May I just say, both Shai and I highly recommend, if you're in the New York area or coming to the New York area and you want to sing or you want to have your body touched, you want to have an incredible moment, go to Michael, freebodyfreevoice.com. We've had singing lessons. Shai has never, ever had a singing lesson before. He was so brilliant. It was just magnificent being able to witness it both. I sang a lot as a kid, stopped at some point. It was fun to reopen that box of self-expression. Freebodyfreevoice.com. If you want to know more about what we're up to, go to our website,
TransformationMadeEasy.com. And thank you, Michael and Susan and Jody, for joining us today.
Next week's show is called Enlightenment 101. So join us.
Yes.
If you
please.
Enjoyed this, share the show and share it with your teaching friends. It can make a difference.
Yes.
We'll be back next week, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.